Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kyle, can I ask you something?
What's up, buddy?
Have you ever had a parking spot so good that when you leave, you forget where you parked, thus eliminating the fact that you had a good parking spot?
No, I've never had that. Did you just have that?
This happened to me yesterday. I parked literally in the front spot. The first spot is it might be the first, maybe second time I've ever gotten that close of a spot at work. And when I'm leaving, I'm walking because like I'm walking to where I normally park, which is further back. And then I'm like, where's my car? And then I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I had that amazing parking spot today. So then I had to turn around and walk all the way back. The reason I park close is so I don't have to walk as far. And so with me forgetting, it pretty much like just rendered my good parking spot useless.
See, if I get a good parking spot, I think about that the whole time.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm mad at myself. It was a waste of steps, honestly.
Well, you need to hit 10,000 steps a day. So
yeah,
you're welcome.
I don't think that's an issue for me. I pick up my daughter from daycare every day. I walk to go pick her up, and that's like almost 3 miles of walking every day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, a little humble brag there. Look at me. I'm Austin. I walk every day.
Not to brag, but actually a little bit to brag.
A little bit to brag.
Yeah. It's a mile and a half away, and it's a good 25-minute walk there, 25-minute walk back.
That's going to be my walk to Wrigley tonight.
25 minutes?
It's about 25 minutes for me to get to Wrig.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good walk. That's a good distance.
It makes it worth it when you know you're going to go have like a couple beers or like have like hot dog or something.
You don't have to deal with the driving or the Ubers.
Or the trains.
I actually like the trains. Am I allowed to admit that as a Chicagoan?
I don't think it's bad to like the trains. I just think... like when there's big events, that's when I don't, because the Taylor Swift, for instance, it was Taylor Swift, another concert on Northerly Island that I can't think of right now, and then a White Sox game, all compiled into the red line.
I went to, because what night did you go, Friday night?
I took Fridays, yeah.
Yeah, so I went to the Sox game that Friday night, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was just jam-packed in there, and luckily I had the spot that was like near the doors that connect the trains, not the ones that get you to the outside.
So
I had a little bit more room.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's just, those are the only times I really hate those trains. I mean, I take the train in every day. I have had no issues whatsoever, so I like it.
If you're going to be packed in a car, though, I feel like it's better to be packed in a car with Swifties rather than, I don't know, if like corn or you know, Avenged Sevenfold or Metallica.
Oh, you're talking bands. I thought you meant literal, like, corn.
Yeah, no, well, also corn. I would much rather be stuffed in a train with Swifties than just piles of corn.
What food do you think you could eat a whole train car worth of to survive?
Like,
you're,
a great
you were
question.
Stuck and you needed to eat it all to get out.
You know what I've been on, like, you know what food I've been on a kick on lately?
What's that?
Graham crackers.
Ooh, but that's those fill you up quicker.
They do fill you up. They do fill you up.
Like, I was thinking, like,
you have to be careful with
if
them.
You had, like, because I immediately go candy.
Okay.
But the problem is, like, Reese's. I love Reese's.
Yeah, but those
but
those
they're
you up.
Rich.
Yeah, right.
So, like, you can't have too many. Skittles, kind of the same thing.
Ooh, Skittles, yeah, too sugary.
Too
yeah.
sweet.
I love Skittles, but yeah, I can't have too many.
I think Starburst I could get through a good portion, because Starburst don't start to wear me down.
See, but I'm thinking, like, you got to go get a bigger food, because if you're eating a whole train car full, like a CTA train, right?
Yep. No, actually, I was meaning another type.
Yeah, yeah. No,
the
actually,
Metro?
A Lionel? Do Lionel make actual trains or just the toy trains?
I don't know. Are you a train guy?
I like trains. Trains are cool.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Thomas Tank Engine. I can get down with him. You know, and his friend Percy. one of them, and I haven't hit the Thomas the Tank Engine era with my daughter yet.
But when's her birthday?
One of them's December 18th.
Maybe Uncle Kyle will be dropping off a Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, jeez, don't.
Kickstart
I don't know if I'm ready.
Trend.
Because there's one of them, one of the Thomas the Tank Engines, first of all, narrated by George Carlin.
Really?
Doesn't get talked about enough. The old TV show, the old Thomas the Tank Engine.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah. Really random gig for him to take on.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the Thomas the Tank Engine characters is, like, super gloomy all the time. And I'm just like, I think about that. I don't know who it is, if it's Percy or whatever. I just think, like, if you're the other trains, why do you hang out with someone like that?
Why do you hang out with Eeyore if you're Pooh?
Eeyore, yeah. Eeyore, which, fun fact, famously, a girl. Actually, not famously. I should not say famously. Nobody knows that. Eeyore
really?
Is a girl. Yeah. Nobody knows that. Nobody realizes that.
Why didn't they give Eeyore such a deep voice?
That is the best question, because Eeyore has a little pink bow.
Yeah, I've always noticed
on
that.
Her tail.
I just have never put two and two together.
You,
on
but
them.
You would think, because I talk like this, that it's a guy, right?
Yeah.
No, it's just Eeyore with a look.
Dudes can wear pink.
Yeah. Look, who knows? And then, yeah, but Eeyore's not a dude. Eeyore is a girl. Like, look it up. If you Google it, it will say Eeyore is a female. And then also, the other confusing one growing up was Flower in Bambi. You remember the skunk?
Mm-hmm.
Finds him in the bed of flowers. And he's like, are you Flower? And he's like, you can call me Flower if you want to.
Okay.
And he was, like, kind of hitting on Bambi a little bit. I always thought, oh, Flower's a girl. Makes sense. A skunk named Flower, you're like, okay, that seems like a feminine name.
Dude?
Total dude.
Interesting.
Because at the end, when they're kind of grown up a little bit more, mm-hmm. they're all hitting on animals of their opposite gender. Mm-hmm. And Flower has, like, a deeper voice mm-hmm. and is, like, into the girl skunk.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Things you learn on this podcast.
Right. Bambi came out in, like, the 50s, I want to say.
I don't think I've ever seen Bambi all the way through.
Oh, wow. Did you stop when was it the mom or the dad? The mom.
Mom
got shot?
Yeah, I was laughing too hard.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus, that was a bad joke. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Oh, dear.
That's
that was an even worse joke.
That was bad. That was bad. Okay, so train car full of food. What are you eating? Like, what could you get through? The problem is, yeah, you want bigger food, but you don't want something that could fill you up. So graham crackers does make
right,
sense.
Right. Like, I
want
to say, like, waffles. We used to have a waffle eating contest against me and my cousins. My grandma would just turn out waffles every Saturday morning. And what she would do is she would make a waffle on the waffle iron. It got to the point where she eventually bought two or three waffle irons and had mm-hmm. them going all at once because mm-hmm. we would do this regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And she would get the waffle and then she would cut the waffle into, like, it would be cut into four like pieces, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Basically like pizzas. And she would give us each one piece.
It sounded like you said pizzas. You know those pizzas?
Yeah, you know pizzas. Yeah. And we would each get one piece. So one waffle could make four pieces. And we would count how many of those pieces we could eat.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a full waffle, that's four pieces. I, to this day, have the record amongst my family.
How many?
32.
Shut up.
That's eight waffles in one sitting.
That's wild.
Yeah. My cousin Colin, I think, is in second with, 30.
Sorry.
And then my younger cousin. Oh, geez. Sneeze attack. What are you, allergic to waffles?
Allergic to people bragging about false stats.
I'm allergic to this conversation.
What if I became a bully?
I don't think you could, dude.
You don't.
No, yeah. I respect you. I like you a lot. I don't think you got the bully in you. Because let's break this down.
Cop.
There's a few different reasons. One, you're genuinely nice.
Thank you.
You're one of the most sensitive human beings I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, that's fair.
You are you're always courteous and considerate of others and others' feelings. Like, to the point, like, my wife even commented on it. She goes, because you apologized to her for something that you said that you were worried if she would take it the wrong way.
Yep.
And she was like, is he always? I was like, yeah, Kyle like apologizes for things that don't even necessarily need to be apologized for. She goes, he has a sensitive soul, doesn't he? I'm like, yes, very much so.
Yeah.
So that right there, not very bully-esque.
Okay.
Then let's go to the wardrobe, okay? You dress very colorfully, which is you have a great wardrobe. Don't let me say this is you having a bad wardrobe.
Okay.
You have great dress.
Thank you.
And you're a big fan of the button-down short-sleeve shirts. That was one of the first things I learned about you because you joined us last summer,
mm-hmm.
and right away, button-down short-sleeve shirts all the time.
You walked up to my wife and literally said, what, does he have like a whole part of his closet dedicated to buttons, short-sleeve button-up shirts? And Haley's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Haley was like, yeah, he has a whole section of his, or she's like, no, he doesn't. She said, he doesn't have a section of his closet dedicated to anything else.
Yeah. Look, it's fashionable and comfortable. I no regrets.
Yeah. And you have your fun shirt Fridays. You always got a different MLB hat that you're rocking or minor league baseball hat.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, bully's got to dress like more gruff, more gritty.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I get it.
And then lastly, I don't know. I guess those are my only 2 points as to why you couldn't be a bully, I don't think. Dwight, do you feel like you could be?
No, probably not. But like if I set my mind to it, maybe. Yeah. Like if I just became real, like if I was a bully that got better at like holding in my emotions.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all bullies can be a little sensitive on the inside, but they're just meaner on the outside. Maybe if I was just meaner on the outside.
Yeah.
You know? I didn't apologize for things.
You know, the word bully is in Mizzou's fight song, and I don't know what it means.
You're a bully?
Yeah. Well, it says, and a bully for old Mizzou, rah, 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 rah. What does that mean?
Like, isn't that like a cheer?
I think it might be. I'm looking this up.
Looking up bully right now on the podcast.
Googling bully.
Rate, review, subscribe to
this
the podcast.
This is why you subscribe to this podcast.
Straight bully talk.
You probably didn't know the definition of bully.
Do you?
Okay, a person who habitually seeks to harm or intimidate those. Okay, we know that definition. Verb, seek to harm, intimidate, or coerce. That doesn't make sense in terms of a fight song, right?
Nope.
Very good, excellent is the adjective, and a bully for old Mizzou. A very good, excellent. No, that doesn't make sense.
Mm-mm.
Corned beef? Oh, that's... And corned beef for old Mizzou.
Hey, hey, hey. That is...
Speaking of corned beef, hey, speaking of corn, train car full of corn.
Could you do it? I think I do corn.
Is it corn on the cob or just the kernels? Because the kernels, that would be...
You know what I could do? Kettle corn.
No, you couldn't. A whole train car worth?
I think I could.
I don't think you could do like a whole one of those huge vats that they sell at the state fair. Because that's a lot of corn.
First of all, I get the big old bag from Costco. That's a reward for shopping. Me and my wife get the big old bag, the kettle corn boom chicka pop, and it is easily demolished in the week.
Bully four. Did you hear that?
No, what is that?
She said bully four. The definition is used to express admiration or approval. So a bully for old Mizzou. Rah, rah, rah. That makes sense. It's either that or an act of starting play in field hockey in which two opponents strike each other's sticks three times and then go for the ball.
Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah. So, hey, bully for old Mizzou, am I right?
Nope.
No?
No.
Illinois guy. Spoken like a true Illini.
I-L-L.
D-I-E. What? That was mean.
He'll die?
Yeah.
He'll die, huh?
K-I-L-L-I-N-I.
All right, I'll allow that one.
So if you might have noticed, Melissa is out this week.
If you got 13 minutes on this podcast, you're like, hey, why isn't the other one talking?
Yeah, she's out this week. She's in Canada. I wonder what, let's try and guess. Let's do this. Let's try and guess the food that she could eat a full train full of, and then we'll ask her next week.
See, I think she... Nutty Buddies. It's my first guess.
Yeah. Those chocolate, like, Little Debbie
They're
snack cakes.
So good.
They are so
she
good.
She got me addicted to them right after I moved back here. That's why I gained weight again.
They're like 400 calories each.
So good.
She loves them, though. I love them. Damn, maybe that's my answer.
I could see her doing something like popcorn, though, too, where it's like a light, easy snack, and that's what you think.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to say Nutty Buddies.
That's a good answer. Yeah, and if we're both wrong, she has to buy us Nutty Buddies. Oh, that's a good bet.
If we're both wrong, we have to sing a song. We have to sing The Middle by Maren Morris.
Oh, you want to do the Maren Morris version?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that.
All right. There's no way we remember this.
No, it's going to be like 6 months from now. I'm just going to be like, hey, didn't we have a bet?
Yeah. Weren't we supposed to ask Mel what train car full of food to eat?
That sounds like something you used to do, but not on our show now.
Well, hey, that's why you subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast. I could eat a train car full of my own words. I could eat my words.
Boo.
We'll probably be eating our words this time next week. Love you.
Love you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.